now passing the third moon of Saturn. Some local turbulence may be experienced. Please alight to the observation deck, where light refreshments will be served.
Doctor, I think we're in the wrong place.
I thought you said this place was bustling with excitement.
What are you talking about? It's empty.
And it smells.
He's right, Doctor. It does smell.
Well, I must say, I find this very odd. This is, or was, the Golden Moon Space Station, the greatest entertainment centre in the universe. I thought I'd treat you both to some of its wonders.
The Golden Moon. Doctor, why do we only ever visit space stations with gay names?
That's simply not true. What about when we stopped the Cybermen from taking over the Earth by hijacking the Silver Swan pleasure cruiser?
Gay again?
Anyway, whatever it's called, it looks like it's gone out of business to me.
And if that's the case, it would be a great shame. They had a whole shop devoted to Battenberg. A whole shop. It was truly unique.
Perhaps they just scaled it down.
Actually, the Battenberg shop was really quite small to begin with.
I think Nick was talking about the station as a whole, Doctor.
Yes, I suppose it's possible we could have materialised in a closed-off section. The last time I was here, there were thousands of people wandering the corridors like this one.
Should we have a look around, then?
I see no reason why not, Nick.
Except, of course, the usual reasons.
The usual reasons, Rob?
Oh, you know, the trouble we always get into and the trail of destruction we occasionally leave.
Wait! Stop! Do you hear something?
Whoever that is, it certainly isn't human!
I recognise that noise. If I'm not mistaken, that's the sound of a Mark IV galactic security droid. So this station can't be totally abandoned.
Security? Why do I get the feeling that we're shortly going to be looking at the inside of another prison cell?
Uh-oh, here it comes! That was a close thing!
Nick, look, you two head down that corridor over there. I'll lead the guard away.
Right!
You there, what do you think you're doing?
I wonder if you could help me. Seem to have a little problem with security.
Intruder! Contact 1-4 be terminated!
It's alright, guard. I'll deal with this man. He looks harmless enough.
Affirm him. I will pursue the other intruders.
Was there someone else with you?
Yes, my two friends. We meant no harm, I assure you, Mr.
Mills. My name's Mills.
Well, Mr. Mills, I'm the Doctor. And I assure you, myself and my friends meant no harm.
Misunderstanding or not, the controller will have my head if he finds people wandering around this station uninvited. Guard, find this man's friends, but do not harm them.
Understood.
Perhaps I should go with this hard-working fellow here.
That won't be necessary. Now then, perhaps you'd care to tell me exactly what you're doing here? Guest arrivals haven't even begun yet.
Arrivals for what, Mr. Mills?
I'm asking the questions. How did you get here?
I travelled here in a ship. We landed some distance away. I was hoping to show my friends the wonders of the Golden Moon Entertainment Station, the greatest free entertainment arcade this side of the Beckham Nebula.
Ha! You're a little late. That place has been closed for 6 years.
Oh dear, 6 years out. Well, at least it wasn't a decade.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Mills. Why did it shut down?
Why do you think? It was free. It went bust.
One too few economists involved in the planning stages, maybe. I wonder if you could tell me what this station is used for now.
No.
I'm sorry?
No, I couldn't tell you. The work going on here is top secret, which is why we have so many of those security guards roaming about.
Top secret, you say? I'm quite interested in top secret things, Mr. Mills.
Listen, Doctor, you're lucky I didn't have that guard drag you to the brig. Once you and your friends are reunited, you better get packing. Yes, thank you. Can't you see I'm talking to this man?
Customers? So I take it this station is still getting some business of some description.
You've heard too much, Doctor. Only the customers and the scientific staff know what's going on here.
Scientific staff, you say? I take it the customers are here for some kind of scientific project.
Yes, all right. For goodness sake, it's like talking to Tintin.
Ah, now there was a fellow with an eye for adventure. If only his professor friend hadn't filled around with my TARDIS. It caused oodles of trouble, I can tell you.
Mills here.
Mills, did you know the arrivals are, arriving?
Yes, Controller, I got the message. I was just about to go to the docking bay to supervise the welcome procedure.
Never mind, just about to. Stop passing around down there and get on with it. I want you in the docking bay before I finish this cheese sandwich. Do you understand?
Very good, sir.
Orders from the boss, Mr. Mills?
Yes. Controller Leckard wants me in the docking bay. I'll leave you here under guard. I don't want you causing any more trouble. Guards! Guards! Oh, they're never around when I need them.
Looks like you're stuck with me then, Mr. Mills.
Unfortunately, you seem to be right. Come along.
I think we've lost them.
Wow. What is this place? It looks like some kind of concert hall.
Perhaps it is. The doctor did say this station was some kind of entertainment centre.
What's that on the stage?
It looks like some sort of small machine.
What's this cylinder for? Looks like you stand inside it.
Leave it, Rob.
Oh, I'm just having a look. Jeez, you never let me touch anything even vaguely interesting.
Yes, well, not after that time you mistook the Doctor's time vector generator for the video recorder and put the whole of the Crax Empire in a 2 millennia time loop trying to take desperate housewives.
It looks as though someone is supposed to get inside it.
Leave it, Rob. No, now look, it'll be some kind of machine that makes an evil twin of you.
Yeah, we had enough trouble with that the last time. Might be best just to...
Do not move.
Oh dear.
Attention all staff. Prepare for customer arrival.
So, Mr. Mills, ready to tell me what's going on here yet?
Not even nearly ready.
I'll find out sooner or later, you know.
Docking procedure beginning.
Well, not from me. Now be quiet. The punters are here.
How many customers are you expecting?
A few hundred. Important people, too. Company directors, pop stars, galactic MPs. I doubt I'll spend too much time with them after today, though. I'd prefer my own company.
I've been a bit of a loner myself before, Mr. Mills.
But you travel with friends now.
I prefer to think of them as my family. Loyal travelling companions and intellectual sparring partners. Well, one of them. Sometimes.
Docking procedure concluded. Prepare for customer arrival.
Well, here we go. Welcome, welcome aboard. Welcome to the station. Welcome. Glad to have you.
I think this might be a good time to slip away.
All your fantasies will become a reality. You, sir, please let the attendant droid take
control. Oi, get off! This jacket is a Gucci!
In a world where Gucci owned Primark.
Prisoners will remain silent.
Thank you. You may go now.
Yes,
Permit me to introduce myself. I'm Leckhart, controller of this station. But no doubt you already knew that.
Actually, I didn't.
Excellent. Now then, perhaps you would care to tell me what exactly you were doing snooping around my station.
Oh, it was just an accident.
Yeah, we have a ship. We landed on one of the lower levels.
I was not informed of any ships arriving. Those blasted security guards. Why am I surrounded by idiots?
Oh no, you wouldn't have detected us. You see, it's a different kind of ship.
Is it indeed? What makes it so different?
Well,
it's very small.
Yeah, small.
Your ship is different because it is small? You're not midgets, are you?
Ah, but it's quite big inside, with a swimming pool, and a replica of Euro Disney.
What are you babbling about?
It really was just an accident. We came here with a friend, and he thought this place was an entertainment centre.
That closed years ago. Your friend is either very out of touch, or has very bad timing.
Well, actually...
Excellent. Anyway, I don't have time for this. My audience awaits.
Your audience?
If we're interrupting something, we can just get out of your hair. Go for a wander.
Stay where you are. You can join my guests. You don't seem to be any threat, but I shall want to talk to you later.
Well, very nice of you to let us off.
I never let anyone off. I am merely busy and... you are potential customers.
Customers for what?
Oh, you shall see. Everyone will. And they will be amazed.
He sounds a bit loony.
Don't complain. How often do we get let off in these kind of situations?
Come along, gentlemen. It is time to change the galaxy.
Sorry, beg your pardon. Ooh. Ah, a good seat. Now, I wonder if someone could tell me what's going on.
Sir, I am the Baron of Baralis, and I demand your silence.
My apologies, Baron.
The Baron is satisfied.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I am honoured that you all chose to attend this demonstration. The technology I shall unveil to the universe today shall change the way we live our lives. Now I shall hand you over to Professor Frace, the leader of the scientific team which has made all this possible.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad to be here to unveil this great project myself and my team have been...
Well, before Professor Frace bores you all to death, I think it's only fair you see our new technology in action. Ladies and gentlemen, I present the Paradise Machine.
Very interesting. I wonder...
Silence!
The Paradise Machine has been years. But finally, with the funding of the Galactic Bank itself, it has been completed ahead of schedule. And I am pleased to be able to demonstrate it before all of you, the elite Universal Society. Professor Frace, a test subject, please.
You with the too small trousers and the slightly vague look on your face.
Me? Oh, well, I don't know if...
Watch it, Rob. We don't know anything about that machine up there.
Oh, come along, young man. Don't be shy.
Curse the Nine Players. Will you get a move on, Brace? The clientele are getting restless. Drag him up here if you have to. Oh, move out of the way and let me do it.
Zoinks!
Rob! That's Rob. It looks like he's in trouble. Wait! Stop up there!
Quiet, cretin! The Baron is impatient for the demonstration to begin.
Now then, let me explain how the machine works. The subject will step inside the processing cylinder, and our brainwave scanner will download their memory into its central core. The machine will then deduce what the subject's perfect paradise scenario is, and the subject will then enter the virtual reality arena, a small area in the back of the machine sensitive to his or her needs and desires, as detected by the sensor array. The subject will then be permitted to live out the rest of their life inside the machine, controlling their own personal paradise. A fine way to live. I'm sure you will all agree.
The Baron of Morales has a question.
Yes, what is it, my dear Baron?
What happens if the subject wants to be removed from the machine?
The subject merely has to loudly state the chosen phrase of our designers. I'm a subject of the Paradise Machine, get me out of here. And the subject will be returned to reality.
The Baron is satisfied.
Excuse me. How is one supposed to attend to basic bodily functions inside the machine? Eating, for example.
Ah, a very good question, sir. Of course, although free to move about inside the limited living area within the machine, the subject will remain connected up to the tubes and wires which will supply him or her with proteins, vitamins, and other vital required foodstuffs. Clear? Good. Now, to press on with the demonstration. While we have been talking, Professor Fraser set up a visual link to our subject's mind, which will enable us to share his paradise for a few moments, proving without a doubt that this machine works.
Ooh, this really doesn't sound like a good idea.
Now then, sir, are you ready for paradise?
You mean I'm going to enter my own personal paradise and everyone in the hall's going to be watching?
Activate the Paradise Machine!